That does make sense, Iron Hill acknowledged after a moment. Dukan certainly wouldn't want anyone we're not already at war with to do anything which would cause us to retaliate against their own shipping on a grand scale. And it's pretty obvious Trinair's doing all he can to delay the next major clash until the Temple finishes building up its naval forces. Which so far appear to consist entirely of galleys, Lock Island noted with profound satisfaction.
Well, I don't really care why it happened,
Sir Ronald Seacatcher, Baron of Mandolin, growled.
The point is that it has happened, Your Majesty, and it happened because those bastards in Zion, beg pardon, Your Grace, ordered it, whether they specifically wanted a massacre or not. So as far as I'm concerned, it's time to teach a lesson to anyone who seizes our shipping and murders our seamen.
There was a general, almost snarl of agreement. Caleb, Charlian noticed, failed to join it. And so did Earl Greyharbor, Archbishop Michael, and Baron Wavethunder. She'd quickly discovered that those three were the most accurate barometer for what Caleb himself might be thinking, and she frowned mentally as she considered Mandolin's argument. A part of her agreed fiercely. In fact, she was just a little surprised to discover how Carizian she'd come to feel over the last few 5 days. She told herself she would have felt the same way if it had been Chisholmian merchant ships and seamen and their families, and that was true. But she was still a little bemused to find herself identifying so powerfully with her new husband's subjects as her own. Another part of her agreed solely on the basis of cold political and military calculation. Whether the massacre had been intentional or not, it had, as Mandolin had pointed out, happened. Allowing it to pass unavenged for any reason would be seen as an indication of weakness by Karras' enemies and potential friends alike. Yet, despite that, another part of her dreaded the expansion of warfare which seemed implicit in Mandolin's position. Not simply because it would mean more people would be killed, but because of the way it would dilute the combat power of the new Carizian Empire. We don't need a distraction from Hector right now, she thought, and realized with something very like surprise that Caleb must already have recognized that point. In fact, it seemed as if his closest allies in the council must have seen it also, and she wondered when and how they might have found time to discuss it. You're making mysteries out of nothing again, she told herself. They've known Caleb since he was a boy. Of course they'll have realized how his mind is working without his having to tell them. God knows Merak does that for you often enough. All of which was perfectly logical and did nothing to change her stubbornly persistent feeling that something more was involved.
You've made an excellent point, Sir Ronald, Caleb said. I'd like to remind everyone, however, that we have a rather pressing problem to the east as well. Does anyone at this table really want to think about what Hector may be able to do if we give him any more months to work with than we have to?
The thoughtful silence which answered him was profound, Merlin observed dryly.
Obviously we can't know everything Hector might be doing, Greyharbor said,
not entirely accurately, Merlin thought.
On the other hand, we all know he isn't exactly a drooling idiot, unfortunately. We have to assume he's making preparations for the invasion he knows as well as we do is coming.
Actually, Prince Narmin and I may have a report on his preparations sometime in the next few days, Regis, Wavethunder said. I'm expecting to hear from certain agents of mine sometime quite soon now.
Narmin simply nodded, his expression serene, as if he had some idea of what Wavethunder was talking about, and Merlin felt a smile tickling the corners of his mouth.
That will be very welcome, Benjamin, Greyharbor said with a nod of his own. However, the point we all need to bear in mind right this minute is the one His Majesty has already raised. If we allow this massacre to divert us from our focus on Hector, it may cost us dearly.
I agree.
Charlian was a bit surprised by how firmly her own two-word sentence came out, but she didn't let that faze her.
Obviously, I have my own reasons for wanting to see Hector dealt with. Nonetheless, I think it should be clear to all of us that he represents a far greater potential danger to us than Delpharac ever could. Not only do we already know he's our enemy, even without the Church's prompting, but he's closer to us. And, as Earl Lockisland's just pointed out, all indications are that the Group of Four is laying down only new galleys, whereas I think we'll all agree Hector is far too smart and far too well aware of what just happened to his navy to make that particular mistake. Precisely. Caleb nodded and smiled at her.
I have to agree as well,
Lockisland said, far more reluctantly.
At the same time, though, Your Grace, Baron Mandolin's point is very well taken. We have to respond to this.
Oh, I agree, Brian, Caleb said. I simply want everyone to bear in mind that the nature of our rather pressing commitments means that some of the things we might like to do are mutually exclusive.
Very well, Your Majesty. We'll all bear that in mind,
Lockisland said, eyeing his youthful monarch speculatively.
Now suppose you tell us what you've already decided we're going to decide to do about this.
Charlian still felt more than a little surprised when one of Caleb's counselors showed the temerity to speak to him that way. Very few monarchs would have tolerated it, yet Caleb actually seemed to encourage it, out of his closest advisors at least. And the fact that they feel comfortable enough with and confident enough in him to actually do it probably explains why he gets so much out of them.